You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
To kick us off this morning, we got a six-month update from Capitec. They gave us an update on their performance for the 6 months ended 31 August 2024. I have the privilege of catching up with the company's CEO, Harry Fourie, to take a look at the performance of the bank over the last 6 months. Good evening, Harry. Lovely to speak to you as always. Having a look at the numbers, some of the headline features, I mean, obviously operating profits up 41%, headline earnings up 36%, equity up 17%. Very little, if anything, to complain about.
Yeah, good evening, listeners. Yeah, I think if we look at our results, very strong results. I think 36% is actually a testimony of decisions that we've taken 5 years ago, where we've decided to heavily invest in tech and data and diversify the income streams. And you can see it. We've got now business banking, we've got insurance, we've got value-added services, we've got Capitec Connect. So, yeah, we're very happy with the way our strategy has played off in the last 5 years.
Speaking of that five-year period, clients now sitting north of 23 million, whereas around 2019, we're probably around the 12 million rand mark, if I remember correctly. That's clearly a massive growth from a bank's perspective, but for any business, what's been the secret sauce?
You know, if I look at Capitec Foundations or fundamentals, it's all about simplicity and transparency to put the client in control. You know, our fundamentals is affordability, accessibility, simplicity, and service. And we've built the brand on it that people understand that we are very focused on affordability. We're very focused on personal service. And I think that has helped us going through this period. So it's just sticking to those fundamentals.
Harry, we caught up in April and we were looking at just kind of the uncertainty that sat within heading into an election, all of the challenges we'd gone through in the last couple of years and just needing a bit of stability from an economic standpoint. A couple of months later, it's a completely different picture. And I want to get your thoughts on that. I mean, I don't think anyone kind of anticipated how well this could have turned out.
Yeah, I've just spoken to somebody else now, and I said, you know, beginning of the year, we were load shedding and we're all worried about it. Now we're saying, where's the load shedding? And then, you know, before the elections, everyone was worried, where will it end? And I don't think we could have wished for a more positive outcome. And if you're looking at what's happening in the world, just positive signs coming through. Yes, there's some elections that still needs to come, but even, you know, look at China. It's a big partner of South Africa. That has introduced a big stimulus package. So things are definitely looking better. I think what is important for us is to focus. And for me, the focus must be that we all talk growth. How do we grow South Africa that we can get a GDP of 5, 6%? And I really believe it's achievable if all the ministers and everyone focus on one thing. And we grow the economy and we unlock the potential in South Africa.
Speaking of things that are achievable, something else we caught up on was around the impairments and the credit book that we looked at in April. And I'm looking at the numbers now and my calculations might be a little bit off, but it looks as though there's about a billion rand in improvements to impairments. Tell me what happened here.
Yeah, I remember our impairments was at 11%. Credit loss ratio was 11% in August last year. It dropped to 9.1% in February, and now it's at 8.3%. So what we've done is to tighten our credit policy to bring it within our risk appetite. We've said that to the market, that we're unhappy with it. And I think it's a testimony to management. You know, we said we will correct it, and we have corrected it. And now it's time to grow the credit side, because talking about a positive economy, the one thing when the economy is tight is you're very tight on credit. And when the economy is positive, you need to look at the opportunities. And we'll definitely look at the opportunities to open up on the credit space.
Harry, you've made some really brave business decisions from a business point of view. And I want to look at two of those decisions. I want to look at the bumper dividend or interim dividend of 20 Rand 80 per share that we've declared this time around. But I also want to look at the banking division of the business. Mercantile was bought out a couple of years ago. And I find it very interesting, of all of the kind of business offerings that are out there in the banking space, you're pricing your business banking at the same price as your retail banking. That's a brave decision.
Yeah, you know, it's one of those things. I don't understand why a person with a high income must pay a different rate to a person with a low income rate. Why must a person in business banking buy differently to a person in retail banking? If you do a transaction, it costs you, let's say, 80 cents, and then charge the client a small profit margin, make it 20 cents, and that's a rand. And I'm just using it as an example. But the cost for us, if we do a business bank transaction or a retail bank transaction, is exactly the same. There's no reason why you must pay, let's say, 5 rand for business and 1 rand for retail. So that's why we've said that all clients, all businesses are is exactly the same. It's the same systems, the same processes. And that's why we've made the pricing exactly the same, so that there's no confusion between retail and business banking. Clients pay exactly the same and it's seen as exactly the same.
Umkhare, I want to look at the next 6 months. Obviously, we're kind of going into a much better period globally, but also locally. And I want to look at where the focus sits for Capitec. You've got a couple of competitors coming into the space, introduction of new banks. We're seeing this kind of push and pull in the whole physical banking versus digital banking morphing world. I want to kind of get a sense of where you're looking at for areas of growth. I know that the Avafin business is kind of still your offshore exposure for the time being, and I'm guessing Capitec going offshore is in the long-term pipeline. But what does the next kind of 6 to 18 months look like for you? What are you focusing on?
Yeah, I think your time period of 6 is very short. You need to look actually 2 to 3 to 5 years from now. We're going into our strat sessions now, and we tend to look 5 to 10 years from now to make certain we make the right calls. But you know, business banking has just been a new system, new processes. So it's just out of the foundations. The same with insurance. We believe there's a lot of opportunities in VAS or strategic initiatives. And then to optimize the 24 million clients. And then you're sitting with Avafin. We're definitely going to look at how do you do different funding for Avafin? How do you decrease prices? How do you increase the term? So there's plenty for us to go out and do. So we're very optimistic.
Are the global conditions kind of stable enough to be able to look out 5 years? I mean, if we look back 5 years, it was a very, very different picture and nobody would have predicted COVID happening. I'm guessing for the next 5 years, again, we're hoping for smooth waters?
Yeah, I think the biggest question is what is going to happen in the Middle East? That's very uncertain at this stage. Then you're sitting with an American election. It's going to be interesting to see what happens. But I think if I look at looking at the next 2 to 3 years, it's much better than what it looked like when COVID was taking place. So I think there's opportunities to use in this area.
Do any of those opportunities kind of involve possibly stepping out into new areas? I mean, I know the business banking move was quite a big one as well. The Avafin move was quite a big one. Are there any other untapped areas where Capitec is sitting thinking, maybe we could venture into this? Because it's very clear that from a consumer point of view, having north of 20 million clients, north of a third of the population of the country, that's kind of bedded down as a market segment.
Yeah, we're not a company that looks for acquisitions. Mercantile was the exception and Avafin, but it was purely easier to buy them than to build them. We've actually grown internally. That's our motto. So we rather look at making certain that we've got focus and we've got a 30-40% market share in a particular product range than to have many other products. So nothing specific that stands out that we haven't looked at. I think it's how do you grow Connect, how do you grow VAS, how do you grow business banking? All these areas has got plenty of potential.
Plenty of potential. It does still exist and the world is looking positive. Thank you so much for the time and for the insights. That was Khari Furi, who is the CEO at Capitec, on their 6 months results for the 6 months ended August.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.